Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul, good morning. I started my day reading the Wall Street Journal story headline, "Your tax refund may be smaller this year." That was not a good way to to get going. But that's about changes in the tax law or post-pandemic changes.
Yeah, that's why I always start my day with at least one cup of coffee.
Good idea.
There were a lot of pandemic-related items when it came to your taxes. They gave you some extra credits. States who had received a lot of COVID relief funds turned those into refunds to taxpayers. Those are the two biggies that go away. There were also some extras if you have children. Those also got paid out to kids, or paid out to you for having them. But those disappear. And one of the other ones that also disappear or has an impact, I should say, is a lot of mutual funds last year, because it was a poor year, and it sounds intuitively wrong, but they did sell a lot of their holdings that had capital gains. Those gains tend to get passed through to the shareholders, so that shows up on your tax return as a gain. So the combination of all of those may mean that you do have a higher tax liability after a lot of those quote-unquote gifts get taken back.
Mm-hmm. The San Francisco Fed president said that she expects a central bank to raise rates somewhere over 5%, and her Atlanta counterpart said the same thing. Has that riled up you financial advisors today?
You know, we've talked about this. I think now this is the fourth different time that the markets have been anticipating the Fed to pause or pivot. The expectation is certainly after the employment numbers on Friday that wage growth was not that had come down some, but that we're still seeing a lot of job growth, that we have, as I put it in the newsletter, we've stuck the landing to a Goldilocks economy that's not too hot or not too cold, and that the Fed can stand aside. I'm not sure that's done yet, and certainly those comments by the Fed governors indicate, no, we're not done raising rates. We're going to continue to do that, and that's part of the reason why we think the first half of the year will probably be a little bit weaker than many anticipate.
It's the earnings season now, and most of the analysts have been optimistic about this, haven't they?
They've been very optimistic, and the expectation is that a short and shallow recession is ahead. When you look at the earnings numbers that are for the end of 2023, they're actually about 10% higher than they are today. So that's an indication to us that the analysts are anticipating that earnings are going to come through without any trouble. No recession in their forecast. They tend to be very optimistic. And when you look at history, you see that by the end of 2023, when we get there in 12 months, that earnings estimates will have come down probably anywhere between 8 and 10% from where they are today as we get closer to reality and further away from guesstimating.
What's the outlook as far as the consumer and producer prices that are due out this week?
Those should come down. The last numbers were pretty good. They were in the 0.3 to 0.4 range. And if you multiply that by 12, you're looking at inflation that's running at about 3.5% to 4.5%, maybe 5%. So that's certainly down from the 8, 9% that we saw summer of last year. That it's still not at the 2% level, and that's part of the reason why the Fed is likely to continue to stay in the game. So I think what we're going to wind up seeing is, again, inflation coming down some, but as we've talked about, 4 to 5% is going to be the easy get. The hard one is going to be going from 4 to 5% down to the Fed's target of 2%.
What's going on with technology stocks?
We only have a couple minutes, but really what happened here was that you pulled forward a lot of the earnings and revenue growth from the pandemic. So everybody worked at home, everybody had to adjust, buy computers, buy technology, figure out how to continue to work. So all of that purchasing got pushed into 2020 and to a certain extent 2021. Now that everybody is kind of sort of going back to normal, I don't need to upgrade my computer. I don't need new systems. I don't need new stuff. So the purchasing has really slowed down in that area. So what you've done is you've compressed about 3 or 4 years worth of revenue into 1 or 2 years. And now when you look forward, the revenue growth, the outlook is not as good. The earnings were tremendous, and then the stocks rose based on that trend continuing. Since that trend is not continuing, those prices are getting adjusted lower, and a lot of those technology stocks still are pretty overvalued, given the earnings, the long-term earnings trends for a lot of those companies. Part of the reason why we're looking outside of technology at other parts of the economy that will continue to grow, whether we are in a recession or not, in 2023 and into 2024.
You wrote on your blog, value is outpacing growth, small is beating large, and international is up nicely as the dollar slides. You expect those trends to continue into the year?
Yeah, we do. And I think the main reason for that is it's a reversion to the mean, and that's something that happens on Wall Street regularly. You get trends that tend to stay in place until they stop, and growth has been beating value ever since the end of the Great Recession in 2009, and growth has outpaced value by a huge amount. Normally, over a long period of time, they tend to equalize, and so we do anticipate that in 2023, really into 2028 maybe, value is going to do better than growth, and that'll bring them in long-term equilibrium, if you will. Small stocks the same way. International has been hurt by the very strong dollar. We've had a very strong dollar over the last 3-4 years. International investing has suffered because of that. The dollar has started to weaken here a little bit from some very high levels, and that is giving a boost to international holdings. So those trends that are in place tend to stay in place for a while, but when they start to change, investors tend to be very slow to make those changes. They hold on to those old winners, expecting that they will continue to do what they have done over the last 10 years. So that's part of the reason why we think value's got a long way to go yet.
Keep your crystal ball handy. There will be plenty to keep an eye out for this week, won't there?
Oh, there will be. We'll be keeping it shined up. We're going to hear from Chair Powell today. He'll be making some comments. So investors are nervous. And then certainly we have the inflation data, and that's the other key part of this whole puzzle. So there's going to be plenty to watch. We'll get the Fed meeting a little later on this month. And then, as we mentioned before, earnings season starts, and that's where we're going to really take we'll have a pretty good idea of what companies are looking at going forward for the year.
Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management. Just give me a heads up when I should avoid reading the Wall Street Journal in the morning. Okay, Paul?
Wait until after 9 o'clock.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks. Have a good one.
Take care.